Chapter 142. A Dog's Mission 14, 1. Translator. Zia, Editor. Ellie, Su Su, why did you quit your job? The male classmate questioned Su Su, asking how she could be so impulsive. The pressure of working outside is already so high, how could she just quit like that? Didn't she want to work properly and earn money? Or was it that she had now latched onto a rich man? I didn't want to do it anymore, so I quit. Su Su really wanted to roll her eyes, but she held back. After all, they had been classmates for so many years. Some things were better left unsaid. How could you just not want to do it anymore? That job's salary wasn't even low for this city. The male classmate was irritated by Su Su's indifferent attitude. Work isn't something trivial. How could she treat it so casually? What does that have to do with you? Su Su was utterly speechless. Did this person come all this way just to lecture her? It was her job. If she wanted to do it, she would. If not, she wouldn't. And besides, did he really have no clue why she left the job? You, the male classmate was left completely speechless by Su Su's sharp reply. All the things he had wanted to say, now he couldn't say them, nor could he just walk away. Unbelievable, how had he never noticed before that Su Su could be so sharp-tongued? I'm just concerned about you. After holding it in for a while, he finally managed to regain his normal tone and emotions. He had almost lost control and cursed just now. This girl, how could she be so ungrateful? Oh, noted, anything else? Su Su sneered inwardly. Concern for her? He was clearly only concerned about himself. How did that turn into concern for her? Aren't you going to invite me in? The male classmate was still left standing outside by Su Su, feeling extremely awkward. He was a grown man. Being shut out like this was really embarrassing. What if that so-called landlord happened to show up right now and saw him being kept outside like this? That would be utterly humiliating. But Su Su clearly had no intention of letting him in, so he had no choice but to ask himself. Even though it was still embarrassing, it was better than being laughed at by others. I have a lot of dogs at home. I'm afraid they might bite you. Su Su replied coldly. She had now seen through him completely. This classmate didn't even like dogs. His idea of raising dogs was limited to keeping guard dogs back in the countryside. And during the new year, who knows, they might even end up as dinner. So, his idea of love and hers were completely different concepts. There was simply no way to have a conversation about it, let alone reach any mutual understanding. Now that she had figured this out, she no longer felt the need to force anything. Previously, she hadn't realized. She had assumed his feelings were the same as hers. But it wasn't about one being better or worse. They just weren't on the same wavelength, that's all. She didn't want to blame or resent him. She simply didn't want to be entangled anymore. When two people with fundamentally different values try to be together, most conversations turn into misunderstandings. But the man in front of her just wouldn't accept it. He insisted on forcing the two of them together. She just couldn't understand. Was she really the only woman left in the world? She had already made her point crystal clear, had taken a firm stand, and even gone as far as resigning from her job. Anyone else would have understood her message by now. Yet this man stubbornly refused to accept the truth and even came to question her? What right did he have to question her? From what position? You could put the dogs away for a while. As if to support Su Su's words, Tuan Tuan inside barked loudly a few times, prompting the puppies to join in. Upstairs, Da Hei also began barking. At this rate, the landlord upstairs would probably come down any minute. The male classmate grew anxious to get inside. He really didn't want that guy upstairs to see him like this and laugh at him. Why should I put my dogs away? This is my home. Why shouldn't my dogs be free to move around? You don't have to come in. Su Su let out a cold laugh. Why had she ever thought this man was a good person? He was always forcing others, only caring about himself, only thinking of his own desires. How could she have ever mistaken someone like this for a good person? Why won't you let me in? I came all th is way just to see you. Are you really this rude? The male classmate was getting angry. This Su Su, so immature. She had no ability to empathize. These wealthy young ladies were all the same, bad-tempered, inconsiderate, and impolite. Then what about when I didn't want you waiting outside my office building? Didn't you still wait there anyway? Since you always insist on doing things your own way, I can do the same. Su Su shrugged indifferently. No one around here knew her anyway, so there was nothing to worry about. And if he planned to pull the same stunt he used to at her workplace, then so be it. She could stay inside for 10 days or 2 weeks without stepping out. If he dared to cause more trouble, she would call the police. You, I did that because I liked you and wanted to be with you. Do you think standing outside your office in the wind and sun wasn't exhausting for me?